This is an executive summary of opportunity zones at the 10-year mark, what investors should know, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. An opportunity zone fund asks for something most investments do not, a decade of patience before its best feature pays off. The deferral on your original gain is a nice opener, but it is not the reason serious money goes into these funds. The reason is the 10-year hold, which lets you sell your fund stake and exclude every dollar of its appreciation from capital gains tax. Seen from the middle of 2026, that decade has gotten more interesting, because the program splits into a closing chapter and a fresh one. Money invested under the original 2017 rules recognizes its deferred gain on December 31, 2026. Money invested from January 1, 2027 enters a permanent program with different mechanics. The 10-year exclusion survives both. This memo lays out what that exclusion delivers, how the holding period works, and the two dates a 2026 investor cannot ignore. Strip an opportunity zone fund down to its tax mechanics and you find two benefits stacked on top of each other. The first is deferral. When you roll a capital gain into a qualified opportunity fund within 180 days, you postpone the tax on that gain. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.